My name is Axel Timmermann, and I'm a professor in the oceanography department at the University of Hawaii. We are using, so my colleague Tobias Friedrich and I, we have developed a numerical computer model that essentially simulates the migration out of Africa 125,000 years ago all the way until the present. And this computer model is based, on the one hand, on a climate model, so it captures the dynamics of the ocean, the atmosphere, the ice sheets, the vegetation. On the other hand, this model also includes a human dispersal model, and this is like an ecosystem model. So humans disperse out of certain regions, and they grow very well if there is ample food available, and the food availability is determined by the vegetation type. And furthermore, humans also die, so there is a mortality term in there, and that mortality is also climate dependent. So when it's too cold, mortality goes up, and also when it is too dry, so desert fraction is very high, also the mortality goes up. And the parameters in this human dispersal model can be partly estimated actually from real data, from biological data, and also from data that have been done on hunters and gatherers still living in the Kalahari Desert. So this model is essentially calibrated to capture pretty much the hunter and gatherer population. It does not capture well the population during the last 8,000 years where we have agriculture and other technological advances. So the main result of our study is that we see that the human, the Homo sapiens left Africa around 100,000 years ago, so that's quite early compared to some previous studies and suggestions. And this early exit was triggered by the fact that the Earth was Northern Hemisphere summer was close to the sun, and that caused a very warm but also wet corridor in northeastern Africa. So Homo sapiens could easily move into the Sinai, and they could also cross the Red Sea and go into Arabia. And Arabia and the Sinai back then were essentially savannas compared to nowadays where it's much drier. So back then we had green corridors, and Homo sapiens was essentially just chasing their prey through the savanna without even knowing that they just went into a new continent. So this is essentially the first of these waves. But interestingly, it's the astronomical forcing, the fact that the Earth axis wobbles with a period of about 20,000 years, that created several of these waves. So the first waves out of Africa were not very successful, so these were only small numbers. And over time, these waves became more intense. And every 20,000 years or so, more and more people essentially left Africa until we came to the period of about 60,000 years ago when there was a major drought and glacial conditions were so severe that there was not much vegetation in this bottleneck area between northeastern Africa and Eurasia. So we have not a single exodus out of Africa, but we see very clear evidence in our computer simulation of multiple exits out of Africa. And this is a very controversial issue because many of the genetic studies point more towards a single exodus that happened around 70 to 60,000 years ago, whereas our model simulation is much more consistent with some of the fossil and archaeological data that really prove that Homo sapiens lived already outside of Africa before this time, 60 to 70,000 years ago, which is usually assumed to be the exit time. So we have not a single exit, but we have very clear evidence for astronomically paced and orchestrated multiple exits every 20,000 years from 120,000 years ago, essentially all the way to 60,000 years was a period where we had waves of migration. And so this result explains and reconciles also the fact that there were fossil results, fossil data, fossil findings in China that clearly can be attributed to Homo sapiens. So these were teeth that were found in China in a Chinese cave, and they can be accurately dated to 80 to 90,000 years ago. And this is really a clear contradiction to the genetic studies that also will be coming out in this Nature issue.